Cindy Alter, welcome to Hive FM. Yes.
I said, I'm past that being nice. I've always been known as the nice girl. You know, Cindy's so nice. She's so nice. I've gone mad. I'm actually organizing a protest and a whole thing.
Are you?
Yeah.
About this?
Yeah. It's enough now.
Did you hear it's about sabotage?
Well, that is
why. Well, 2000 megawatts.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to say the word white. White people don't protest. White people don't go to the streets and scream and shout and hold up their flags. I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that?
I'm going to.
Are you going
to
bring a guitar?
I'm going to bring my guitar as well.
Awesome.
And whoever wants to join me, we're going to have a musical, peaceful protest.
But you know,
we're not going to loot. We're not going to burn tires. We're not going to do anything.
So, and you know, you say that you've always been known as like the nice girl.
Yeah.
But you joined like this rock band.
Yes.
Called Clout.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? That doesn't, you know, images and the associations, the word association with
Clout. We've all got an alter ego, darling.
The Cindy alter, only Cindy has a real one. So what have you been up to? I mean, it's been a few years since we've seen each other.
Yes, but it was so nice to see you.
Lovely to see you too.
Brilliant hug there, girl.
Thanks, I've been practicing.
Good. One has to. Keep up the huggage. It's like baggage.
All right, so what have you been doing the last few years?
I've been traveling overseas quite a bit, which has been interesting. My ex-PR agent, Tim Hill, moved to England and he said, listen, you know, you should start bringing it here. So he started getting me a couple of gigs the first time around.
That's
I went
wonderful.
To UK and just did a couple of gigs and started making my way. And I found my cousin lives in London and I can stay with her. And then I've got my little ex-stepdaughter and blah, blah, blah.
How wonderful.
I'm here. You know, I found all these people that I didn't know because England was never a go-to place for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd been in America and Nashville and LA and all that stuff. But so it was nice to open a little gap that I didn't know was there. And then I was asked to do this show in Belgium that they're having every year called Yesterdayland. It's like Yesterdayland. Like the first year was like
retro.
All retro music. Bands and Boney M's and Johnny Halliday just before he died. And all kinds of people. And I was like, wow, that'll be fun. So I did that. Then this guy in Germany kept Facebooking me, older guy, been in a German band, and he kept saying, you know, my dream would be to have Cindy Alter on tour here. I said, my dream too, darling. And he made it happen.
That's incredible.
So this year he got it happening. I said, listen, I'm coming over, doing some shows in England, may have that Belgian show again. What do you think? And he said, right on. He made it happen. The weirdest thing, Germany for me, 40 years later, okay, I mean, Clout was huge in Germany, and we were young girls running around in a pop band.
When young girls were not running around in pop bands. I mean, really. It was at a time when
it was at a time that young girls weren't.
Yeah.
Especially young South African girls.
Yeah.
Nobody was running around anywhere overseas, South African.
I mean, you had to, like, the Priyadakant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What's the Priyadakant thing?
Never mind that. And we were wearing leather pants. Whoa.
Exactly.
And you're not allowed to even hug on a Sunday in case it led to dancing.
Exactly.
You know,
that mixed dancing is a huge problem in Judaism too.
Yeah. I know, you know. So, it was just crazy to see the people that came to see me. I thought it was all going to be old Clout fans. Was not. It was new people that were interested and curious and had heard maybe of and Googled, et cetera, and it was like, what? And I had these beautiful 5 sold out shows.
Incredible.
I sold all my CDs, had to make more there because it sold almost. I was actually, this is not about boasting and tooting my horn, I was flabbergasted. I'm 62 years old, for God's sake.
And I want to tell you something. Cindy, you are looking absolutely incredible.
Wow.
I love the silver hair.
Do you like the
Love it. It's not silver, it's platinum.
Yeah.
Absolutely
thank you.
Beautiful. And really just suits you because you've got an olive skin tone. You are looking fantastic.
That is
I would never think that you were 62. I mean,
really?
You're really young.
I don't know what 62 is meant to look like. And I don't try, you know, and I'm not into the
Botox. Yes, I actually noticed that you have expression. You actually
I do. My mouth moves smile. All over the place. And if you look very closely, you'll see all my wrinkles, darling.
All right, are you going to sing for us?
I am going to sing for you.
We do have your new track, which I love, by the way.
Do you like it?
We're going to play it.
I'm so happy.
And I love
it. So that's what I'm doing as well.
Country kind
of it's a
element.
Bit of a country vibe. So but you know I love that a bit of a country vibe.
I know.
You know, I've got it in my heart and soul.
All right, what are you going to sing for us now?
So I've also got brand new songs. So I'm with the new song, then a couple of other songs. Who knows, it might lead to an album, which is better than leading to dancing. But it might lead to an album. But right now, you know, a songwriter is always writing. Yeah. Or not. So I've been writing quite a bit lately. This song just came to me, I think, at this sort of stage of my life where I'm thinking to myself, jeez, am I going to be the last one standing, like holding my little flag and going, hey, I'm still here.
Halfway mark.
I'm still here. I'm still doing my thing. You know, doing this.
Yes.
Being a rock star, pop star, whatever the heck I am. Just still being relevant in my industry when it is a youth-based industry. Kathy, let's be realistic here.
Okay, but that kind of thinking is contradictory to what you just told me, what happened in Germany.
That is correct. That's why I get surprised.
Isn't it nice to be surprised? Most of the time we're just shocked to hell and back.
I'm loving the surprise, Ellen.
I love it. So tell us about the song. What's the title?
The song's called The Last One Standing.
Very nice. Okay.
So, here we go. You tell me if I'm too loud or too soft.
Okay.
But I'm not.
You just do your thing.
Me and my guitar, baby.
You just do your thing. We will. Yeah, there we go.
Fight. All I ever do is fight. Are we ever gonna learn? All are we ever gonna learn? Dream. All we ever do is dream. Because reality stings and leaves us breathless. And when our time is over and we've lived enough, can we look over our shoulders and see everything was love? When the curtain falls and I hear the calls, will I be the last one standing? And when the stage is bare, sing. All I ever did was sing. Sometimes it didn't mean a thing because nobody was listening. I feel like every moment was so thin, like talent staring at my skin and leaving me hollow. And when our time is over and we've lived enough, can we look over our shoulders and see everything was love? When the curtain falls and I hear the calls, will I be the last one standing? And when the stage is bare and there's no one there, will I be the last one standing? 'Cause all I ever did is run, 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 like someone chasing you with a gun, gun, gun. Will I ever be the one, the one, the one? All I ever did is run, 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 like someone chasing you with a gun, gun, gun. Will I ever be the one to say I'll be the last one standing? I'll be the last one standing. Will I be the last one standing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The last one. The last one. When the curtain falls and I hear those calls, will I be the last one standing? And when that stage is there and there's no standing, the last one, the last one. Will I be the last one? Be the last one standing.
Cindy Alta. I don't know whether to hug you or whether to burst into tears.
Aww.
It comes from such a real place. I mean, that comes from a real place, that song. Absolutely incredible. You have to send us that single. Please, we have to playlist this song. It is magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. You don't go anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. You're staying. You're staying.
I'm staying right.
All right, we've got to get to news. But we have Cindy Alta in studio. If you've got any messages, love you to send it through. Benjamin says, hey, Kathy, very nice music, this. I like it. Absolutely, Benjamin. And you know what so impresses me is that I know that men never listen to the lyrics of songs. So the fact that you're weighing in on that, Benjamin, you can stay for sure.
Yes, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper. You're a keeper, Benj. All right, with that, it is just about to go 5 o'clock. We will continue speaking to Cindy Alta after five. Let us know. Get in touch. Send through your messages to Cindy. 34519 is the SMS line. Those SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50. You can also telegram on 061-895-1019. I would be flying solo if there weren't so many people in the studio.
There's a plethora of people.
You know what? You just come from such incredible depth. You really have tremendous depth. Like, I don't know how a songwriter couldn't have depth. But your lyrics, Cindy Alta, just in case you just listen, if you just turned us on now. In studio with me is musician, singer, songwriter, Cindy Alta. And she just sang the most incredible song called Last One Standing, that afterwards I don't know whether to cry or hug her.
You can do both.
Can I do both?
Of course.
Yeah, you know what, like I'm blubbing on air. It's happened once or twice in 11
but
years.
But it's good to show some frailty. Some fragility.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
Yeah. It's so interesting because we live in a day and age where lyrics generally don't have a lot of depth.
Now music. That is what has happened to the music industry.
It's become bubblegum.
We've talked. It is bubblegum. And in the old days we used to say bubblegum because you eat it until it's not flavored anymore.
And it's not actually
then
nutritious.
You spit it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your bubblegum only lasts a little while. But it's what it is. And me as a songwriter, I can't write that stuff. I wish I could because I'd probably be a zillionaire. But I cannot write that stuff. I need to write about relevant things in a person's life.
Yeah.
In a person's soul. It doesn't always have to be my story. But damn, I've got lots of stories still to tell. I don't know where to find them.
But the truth is that when you hear other people telling their stories, you realize that we aren't that different.
But we're not different. Because people come up to me and they say, oh my God, I related to that. So I've got a young, like 12-year-old little girl comes to me, oh, that song really meant something to me. And I'm like, wow, okay. But she's
also got that? Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
He's also got that.
He writes about real things.
Yeah.
And things that people relate to.
Exactly. It's relatability. And you also very high on that scale.
Thank you so much for that.
All right. So we're going to continue talking about this.
Yes.
We're also going to ask if you want to sing another song because, you know, substitute.
Oh, really?
Would you?
Oh,
would you?
I would.
All right. Before Cindy, while she's busy tuning up and she's going to sing us, Substitute, which I think is just amazing, because that's a sing-along song. That's one of those songs that you play in your car that you can sing along to.
Always.
Right.
Reminds you of days gone by, baby.
Exactly. And haven't you ever loved somebody so much? Yeah. I'll be the substitute. It's okay.
Damn straight.
I love you so much. Yeah. I'll just be the substitute. Mm. Yeah. 100%.
No, I've begged.
All right, let me tell you, we're also going to be speaking to Rolene Marks, going to be getting the Israel report from her, and then we're going to be taking the Europe report with Knaan Lipschitz. He's our Europe correspondent. We're going to be talking about Britain going to the polls tomorrow.
Wow.
Tomorrow's the day.
That's a big one, eh?
It is a huge one, especially because of the rhetoric around, the conversation, the narrative around Jeremy Corbyn, and the guy is... He is an anti-Semite of note.
Yes.
He has changed the whole nature of the British Labour Party.
And it's a huge problem if we really want to get into it. We don't want to. But it's a huge problem because there are a lot of Jewish people in England.
97% of Jews in England polled. Well, 97% of the Jewish community said that they would not vote for Labour.
Yeah.
And they traditionally
That's
did.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Anyhow... Anyhow, let's just let you know what else. And that's about it. I mean, I'm also going to tell you about a few things that I learned today. In fact, I'm going to do that now. Today I learned, and this comes from Reddit, that before a gig in Minneapolis, the Rolling Stones, their manager ran into their dressing room and shouted, "The police are here," prompting Keith Richards and Ron Wood to frantically flush all their drugs down the toilet. A moment later, they were introduced to Stuart Copeland and Sting. How brilliant.
I agree with that one. I love that.
The police are here, and they really were. Today, I learned that Greenland only has one Muslim resident, and he's a Lebanese man who runs a restaurant in Nook.
Nook?
Yeah.
Is Nook. That Nooky Nook Nook?
It's in Greenland.
I love it. Can you have get Nooky in Nook?
Well, what else are you going to do? Today I learned that bathing was common in the Middle Ages and people understood the importance of being clean. Okay.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And how about this one? Federal Express Flight 705. In April 1994, a disgruntled suicidal employee tried to hijack and down the plane, brutally attacking the crew with a hammer. The wounded captain put the DC-10 in a dive and rolled it to incapacitate the attacker before landing successfully. Isn't that unbelievable? Wow. That's like something that movies are made
from.
That
is movies.
9% of all plastic waste ever produced has been recycled, which is interesting.
9%.
And 9%. It's very little.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, plastic and plastic packets have been found at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. That's how ubiquitous it is, but it is terrible.
That is insane.
Yeah. Today I learned of George Montanaro. He was a man who was sentenced to life without parole on non-violent charges. In his 32 years in the prison system, he learned dozens of subjects, taught numerous courses such as creative writing to over 8,000 inmates, and he authored more than 30 books.
What?
And those are the things that I learned today. You can learn them too. You just get to reddit.com. The subreddit is called Today I Learned. I'm Kathy Kayla. She's Cindy Alter. He's Thabo Mlangeni. And this is The Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM. Thank you for joining us. Cindy's going to sing us a song now. I have no doubt.
A request.
Before, you know what, Cindy, I actually need to do a quick traffic update.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. Thabo, are you going to play me music? You don't really have to. This is a sing-along song.
This is a sing-along song for the drive, just to cool everybody down in this mad weather and mad traffic.
Actually, it's not as bad as it usually is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice to know.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. I'll take my hat off to you. I mean, I would be screaming. I would not be able to handle this register. For God's sake, that bloody robot is still not working. I'm mad, 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 mad. I'm impossible. I have a little restraint. Yes.
Should we do it?
Okay.
Let's put people in a good mood.
Sam, you've been waiting much too long now. It looks like she's not coming home. Sam, you've been loyal, true and faithful, all this time of being loved. If I could get that same dedication,
yes, sing along,
give you everything in creation. If she doesn't come back, I'll be your substitute. That's what I want to hear. Whenever you want me.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Kathy.
Substitute.
It was her little personal thing. Whenever you need me. Sam, every day you waited for her, I've been waiting here for you. Sam, all this time I've been lonely. I know what you've been going through. I waited till my chances occur, 'cause he can't keep relying on her. If she doesn't come back, I'll be your substitute. Why aren't you singing? Whatever you want me.
Tabo doesn't need substitute.
I need the whole team. Substitute. Come on, team. Whenever
oh, my word.
Me. Each day by your window, you sit and sigh, hoping to see her face. Oh, you might as well forget about her and find someone to take her place. I'll be your substitute.
Thank you.
Whenever you want.
Oh, Cindy, you are just...
I just love having this kind of audience. Substitute.
Man, so anyway.
La, 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 bum, bum.
La, la, la. Cindy, well, Alta, you are just wonderful. Fun. Absolutely wonderful. So how many Sams have you met? Who was your Sam?
You know what? There was a guy I really liked. But he was doing this whole, like, no, I'm not going to be with anybody until I'm married.
Oh. Did he ever get married?
I think he might have, but I remember sitting at his feet and saying, but why not?
Just we do stupid things when we're younger.
I swear to you, I really did that. I was like, look, you don't have to tell anybody.
Just be
I was just
secret.
Trying to talk him into it. So I would have been
his
substitute.
Gosh,
but
that is so funny.
No, that was that. That was the only time I ever begged.
Was that Clark's biggest hit?
Actually Save Me was a huge, humongous hit.
Really?
Huge. I mean, I remember us playing in Dortmund at a football stadium, Clark. It was like 16,000 people screaming like banshees. We had to play Save Me 3 times.
That's incredible.
The encores were so berserk. That they said, you have to play it again. Then we played it again.
Germany loves you, huh?
It was a good vibe in Germany. You know what it is? Germany's a huge music market.
No, absolutely. Look,
rock music, all kinds of stuff.
No, but look how many bands started in Germany. I mean, the Beatles.
Beatles started in Germany.
Yeah, the Beatles, that's where they started.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, you know what? The Germans have got such a, I don't know what it is. They're so musical and they've got such a great ear for music.
And Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, we've all had a few things we should be ashamed of.
Okay, well.
Make your peace with it, it's okay.
Tell me about your love of country music.
My love of country music started many, many, many years ago when I was very young. Because there was not a lot of stuff on radio at the time that a girl could sing, you know, and a lot of it was like sort of country-ish music.
We had Dolly Parton on television singing about butterflies. Love is like a butterfly. And
that kind of thing. And even that song, Butterfly. Butterfly. My butterfly, I'll come home to you one day. I mean, there I am singing that at the pool at Hunter's Rest all. You know, I mean, what else was a girl to sing? So my love of country music started then, just before Clout started, believe it or not. Well, I would go to Babsfontein and sing with the band there, because there was nowhere else for girls to go and sing. And Trevor Rabin was going to sign me as a country artist.
Wow, you and Shania.
Believe it, yeah.
I mean, he did sound Shania, didn't he?
No, it wasn't Trevor. It was Matt Langer.
Oh, Matt Langer, yes.
But also South African did extremely well.
Yeah, that didn't end well.
Sadly, it did not end well. But you never know. I mean, I don't know. Look, let's be really honest here, Kathy. This business is a tough, rough business.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it when the kids, these young artists of 20 or 16 or whatever are ending up in rehab and this and that. I can understand it. They're given so much all at once. They don't know how to handle it. They haven't got the emotional maturity to handle this stuff.
The experience and the depth.
I mean, I was 20, thrown into this world, and at 24 I'd been financially raped. I had nothing left. Nothing to my name. Nobody would touch me with a 10-foot barge pole. I had 2 ways to go. One was fall on the floor and lose myself completely, either in drugs or drink or something, or just get up and keep going. And I chose the get up and keep going. Maybe it was.
I'm glad you did.
I'm also glad in a way, but damn, I didn't stop and feel it. So it came back to bite me again. Not that I had the same experience, but just, you've got to look at your shit. You know what I'm saying?
With your stuff, you mean?
Yes, sorry,
Your ship.
Yes, your ship. Sorry, I said that. You've got to look at your stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to.
Exactly. I think, who was it? It wasn't Plato who said that the unexplored life unexamined life is not worth living.
Absolutely.
I mean, they ultimately murdered him for saying that, but.
I know.
You know.
No, it is, and it's like, even Jung was like very much into, go in there, go to the archetypes.
It's about consciousness and mindfulness and being in the now.
But
and
that's
why
it.
Are you doing what you're doing? Why
that
are you thinking what you're doing? What's the payoff for the vice that you have?
I think the only job you have in your life is to ask those questions.
Yeah.
That is the only true job we have in
instead
our lives.
Instead we try and control other people.
Yeah, of course we do.
Oh, and Cindy Alter. You've just been absolutely wonderful and Benjamin is loving you.
Oh, that's
completely.
Amazing.
Yes. What a lovely voice this Cindy lady has. I'm really enjoying her and such a great sense of humor, which you really do. You're a very, very real three-dimensional person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we play your new single? Can
Please
you tell us about it? Tell us about the Hole in the Ring.
The Hole in the Ring was very interesting the way it came out because usually I record my own stuff.
Yes.
You know, I haven't done a cover song for many, many years, but, we looked at this, the song was given to me by Benji Moody. You know, Benji's been in the business also for 300 years. And he said, take a listen to the song. It was just written by this guy, a Nashville stalwart.
Oh, wow.
A guy who's written some amazingly big songs for Nashville. Yeah.
If you don't know, Nashville is like the world global capital of country music.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. And rock is happening there.
That's true.
Big time.
That is true.
There's so much.
Elvis started
so
in Nashville. I mean, that's.
Tons of stuff happening in Nashville. So it's not totally pigeonholed into that country thing. It's got so much stuff there. Kings of Leon came from Nashville. There's, I can name names. But I won't. Don't want to waste time on
just
names.
Classy like that.
Yes, I never named names. I just put letters in my book. I said D was very bad. And A was horrible to me.
And S wanted
and
a substitute.
S wanted a substitute. And L said he was religious and he was never going to go with anybody until he was married. Okay.
All right.
But so anyway, so Benji said to me, I've been listening to some of these songs. I love your songs. I love your stuff. My stuff is deep. My stuff is very thoughtful stuff. And I thought, you know what? Let's go a little lighter. I know the song is quite interesting, but let's just do something that just ticks the boxes.
Okay.
You know? And he played me this song and I went, I like the song. I like the tune. I like where it's going. It's easy listening. And we chose the song.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cindy, can you stay with us?
I can.
Okay, we've got to cross to Israel.
Okay.
We've got to take the Israel report. We've got the song on the system. I want to play that version.
Thank you
so much. I want you to hear this incredible version. And I found that I've just become more and more partial to country music, the more I learn about it and the culture behind it.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. And your music has actually made me like country music.
Thank you.
So, we're going to speak to Rolene Marks, find out what's happening in the Holy Land. And then we're going to keep the lovely one and only Cindy Alter with us. If you've got any questions for her, if you've got any comments, weigh in on the conversation, become part of the conversation. And you do that 34519. That's the text line. You can also send a telegram on 061-895-1019.